It is now time to announce this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, and I am up in Highland talking with senior Trent Lushick on the Husky boys basketball team. He is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Lushick last Tuesday posted a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds in the Class 2A District 9 championship game against the Central Lee Hawks, and he also scored a team-best 9 points in a sub-district final loss to Pella Christian on Saturday. This is Trent's first Athlete of the Week honor, and we bring in Trent Lushick, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Trent, congratulations on the honor. We discussed in the preseason about your team moving from Class 1A to Class 2A and how excited you were for the opportunity to play some different teams. Now that the postseason run is over, your thoughts on the competition?
Yeah, it was definitely a good year for Highland. We got put in a favorable district in which we were the number one seed. And after being conference champs, we took the momentum and, you know, ran into a good Mid Prairie team and another good Central Lee team and came away with some wins. And eventually went to sub-state and did not play the game we wanted to, but we took some things away and hopefully it can build on next season.
The thing that I thought was cool is you got to share the basketball court with your two younger brothers, and wanted to ask what it was like playing varsity basketball with them.
I've been saying all year how special it is. And, you know, there's were hardships during the year, especially in practice. A lot of arguments, as people could imagine. But, you know, it's something we'll take with us the rest of our lives and be able to look back on.
One thing, you mentioned the Southeast Conference North title, and I'm glad you did, because this year you guys actually won it outright. Last year you had to share it with Lone Tree. Does it mean a little more this year?
Definitely, yeah. It's always nice when something's only yours and nobody else's. You know, last year we kind of let it slip away at the end of the year. And, you know, we beat LT the first time this year and they beat us the second time around. So we kind of had that feeling from last year not wanting to slip away again.
You are one of seven seniors on this group, and they've made a lot of impacts, not just in basketball, but all sports. Wanted to get your favorite memories of your classmates on the court and what these guys have meant to you.
You know, there's been a lot of practice, a lot of competitiveness in practice, and, you know, it's fun watching those guys play too, you know. You get caught up in yourself in a game, but at the same time, you recognize what people do. You know, Billy dunking it was pretty cool. Yeah. And, yeah, it's just everyone doing what they do in practice, yeah.
You've gotten to play against a lot of great players at your time here in Highland. Have a two-part question. Who was your favorite player to play against, and who was the toughest player to play against?
I got to think back. Favorite player would probably be Javonte from LT. You know, he brought out the best. He's part in the category of toughest also, but Eli Gingrich, going back to last year, a couple years ago, he was a tough matchup for me.
Trent Lushick, a senior on this year's Highland Husky boys basketball team, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page. Speaking of Hedge Above, Trent, our sponsor, talks about their core values, quality, respect, dependability. Was wondering what some of your core values were and who were some of the people that helped instill those in you.
My parents started me off young with those kind of values, like respect and everything. It's funny because we actually had a team goals this year and stuff we had to follow, like a team list. And all that kind of stuff was on there. You know, Marcus instilled it, but us players came up with the rules. So it's kind of the guidelines we followed all year with each other.
He's been your coach for a long time and wanted to ask if he helped instill anything in you that is notable.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he teaches us accountability. He's taught me a lot. He's a great role model. From my 7th grade year, we were always up at 6 o'clock in the morning, just on time, in the gym practicing, which is like, that's something I'll take away with me for the rest of my life.
We're quickly approaching the final months of your high school career. Have you decided on plans for life after high school?
Yeah, I think I'm going to attend UNI University and be business there. Okay. And that's probably where I'm going to go with.
I've got a couple fun questions, Trent, for you before I let you go. If you won $1 million today, what would be the first purchase you'd make?
I don't know, I'd probably go on a trip. Cancun, Mexico again. I've been there before. Really want to go back.
That's a good way to spend the money. If you could spend the afternoon with one person, living or dead, who would it be and what's one question you'd ask that person?
That's a tough one. I'm actually really big on basketball, so I'd probably make someone like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan. I don't know what question I'd ask them. I'd ask them for tips, probably. You know, my high school career's done, but I'd probably just ask them for tips. Open gyms. Take it with me.
Sure. Now, you've got a couple months left in your senior year. What type of goals do you have for yourself academically and athletically?
Academically, you know, I want to do a little bit better on my ACT than I did last time. And then athletically, I want to push for a state championship in baseball. You know, that's something I've always had a dream of, just getting a title in any sport, but I have one chance left.
And again, the baseball team coming off their second ever appearance at state. Trent Lushick was a part of that team. He joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week from the basketball season here on the PM Sports page, AM, FM, KCI, Iowa. Trent, it was a treat getting to watch you play basketball, young man, and want to wish you the best in the rest of your high school year.
Yep, thank you for having me.
KCII's Athlete of the Week interview is presented by Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping of Wapello.